Is there anything else that you can say about Ron's relationship with you? Why Ron? Why now?
When you look at your present life, you can usually see, here are some moments in which I was very happy and joyful. For most of you, it might have to do with an experience with a loved one. When you're with that loved one, you are not striving to attain or achieve or improve or eliminate negativity. You are simply with the loved one and you are feeling love. Or you might be in nature and you are feeling happiness and joy. In such moments, you are more likely to become aware of souls who love you, of the loving force that is called itself. In moments in which you are tense, confused, frightened, or striving even in a positive way, you are less likely to feel and become aware of divine forces. In the Ron One, there have been certain lifetimes of courage to release constant control and manipulation of life. Some of those lifetimes were what you might call spiritual pathways, in which he was trained in releasing the distractions of the physical world that often create the fog in human perception. So you would say, before this lifetime, the choices he made, there was the capacity to release the distractions and limitations of human awareness. In this lifetime, through choices that he made, there was a certain giving in to that capacity, or valuing it, nurturing it, such that certain adjustments came to be made by ourselves in what you would call the meeting ground between the deep human self of him and the eternal forces. In every human, there is this deep inner core where there is the meeting ground between the human self and the divine realities. But most humans are so busy living on the surface of life, they never come to conscious awareness of this deep aspect of themselves where the divine reveals itself, so to speak. Now, for most ones, it is important to live on the surface of life. But given certain choices made by the Ron One and certain passion for deeper experience, there would come his willingness to make attunements, to make a certain refinement of understanding, which would cause him to enter these deeper areas more frequently. And as that was done by his free will, in a way gave permission to ourselves, from our side of this deep meeting ground, to make certain adjustments that would make possible these particular speakings. Now, all humans, consciously or unconsciously, have a certain engagement with the divine, in which souls who guide them constantly pour forth the love. But very few humans will wish to enter the deeper realms to have their conscious mind stimulated in a tangible way so that words appear as a result of the deep connection with the divine. There are many complexities here. For the moment, leave it at that as a way to think about these particular words and teachings, and to think about your own potential to occasionally experience that deep connecting place between your human self and divine beings who love you and guide you. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you.